This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Some seasonal and second homeowners packed up and headed north in the early months of the COVID-19 pandemic. They were seeking the refuge of sparsely populated vacation towns far away from crowded cities. Now, as Danielle Kading reports, some are considering whether to turn their temporary reprieve into a permanent move.
The leaves are just beginning to turn as the wind whips across the waters of Manitouish Lake. The sun is warm and a couple anglers sit by the dock, but there's little sign of anyone else at the Chippewa Retreat Resort in Manitouish waters. Looking toward the lake, Kathy Schmitz says it's easy to see why people are moving out of the city to a place like this.
To sit out on a gorgeous dock like this, with the trees blowing, have your laptop with you or your cell phone and be able to work. This is your office.
The economic development director for Vilas County has been getting calls since March from people thinking about moving north due to the pandemic. Just a half hour away, Kat Bramley and her husband, Jared Davis, have moved from Chicago to Minocqua in neighboring Oneida County. Both 34, the two lived in the city to pursue careers as actors. They always planned to move away someday, but she says they were scraping gigs together when the virus shut everything down.
So the pandemic, definitely sped up leaving the city and pushed us in a direction that we had never really anticipated, but are really excited about now.
Bramley and Davis were able to find jobs in a duplex that has way more space than their old one-bedroom apartment in the city. Right now, the market for home sales in the area is red hot, according to Jim Milady. He's a broker for Coldwell Banker that covers seven counties in northern Wisconsin.
April and May were very poor because of COVID. Really, we were selling homes, but not yet closing on them. Then June, July, and August have been just unbelievable.
He says they sold more homes in August than July 2007 before the housing bubble burst. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says home sales are up more than 8% in Oneida County. In nearby Vilas County, sales are up 22% so far this year. Bramley says she and her husband were drawn to the area because of the lower cost of living, the slower pace, and the beauty of the place. Rural sociologist Ben Winchester with the University of Minnesota Extension says those reasons have been driving people to move to rural areas long before the pandemic.
There has been a regular influx of people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s moving to just about every rural county in the country.
Rural areas may be gaining retirees or younger couples like Bramley and Davis, but two-thirds of Wisconsin's rural counties lost population between 2010 and 2018. That's according to a report released earlier this year by research firm Forward Analytics. Director Dale Knapp says some studies show more people will be working remotely when the pandemic is over. He says that could be an opportunity for some rural counties.
People don't make these residential decisions lightly. Just because now you're able to work remotely doesn't mean that you immediately pack your bags and move.
Both Knapp and Winchester say it's too early to tell what role the pandemic may be having on movement to rural areas. The most recent report from the Federal Communications Commission shows access to high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin is improving, which could help people who want to work remotely in areas like Vilas County. The move may be permanent for some, while others will return to their primary home in the city once the pandemic is over. Kat Bramley says she's not sure if Minocqua will be their forever home.
We're just feeling grateful to be in a beautiful place with an easy pace.
But her husband, Jared, seems pretty sold on staying.
I was just looking out over the water and the leaves changing, so you're going to have to drag me away kicking and screaming, I think.
Kat agrees they've loved it this summer, but she expects winter in northern Wisconsin to be an entirely different experience. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.